this morning on the K105.3 Morning Show.
Jenny, I've done some inner reflection, deep inner reflection.
Really?
I've found four ways that I can be a nicer person.
Was this a shallow pool that you were in?
Shallow?
The ball, Scott Cloud.
Not playing that song.
K105.3 Morning Show.
As you would say, Jenny, some big sporting games coming up this weekend.
Yeah, there are some big sporting games this weekend.
Sporting games are on the way this weekend.
I don't know what they are.
It's the NCAA.
Thank you.
Final Four.
I knew there was something I was missing. Sorry, dude. That's why people keep me around. Sorry, dude.
Okay.
Okay. Frankie's what? Getting a little trigger happy with those buttons over there.
Well, he thinks it's funny.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad.
The sporting games coming up this weekend. NCAA yes. Final Four. You've got Auburn, Virginia, Texas Tech, and Michigan State.
Wow. Four yeah. great teams.
Well, do you know any famous alumni from those schools?
I know there are some.
Okay. So I want you to write these down because I know you won't remember them.
Okay, yeah.
Auburn.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Virginia, Texas Tech, and Michigan State.
Okay, got it.
I'm going to name a celebrity, and you have to tell me what school they go to.
Okay,
I can do
this.
What school they graduated from. Okay. Non-sports alumni.
Okay.
How about Apple's Tim Cook? Where do you think he went?
I think he went to Auburn.
Wow. Look at you.
Oh, okay. Oh, this is fun. I like this game.
Katie Couric.
She went to Virginia.
Are you kidding me? You are two for two right now.
Yes.
All right. John Denver.
John Denver, I want to say, went to Michigan State.
No.
Oh, man.
Texas Tech.
Texas Tech.
Here's another one for you. Tina Fey.
Tina Fey. She
Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. That's not Michigan State, is it? No. She went to Auburn.
No. No, she didn't. You can't ask me. That's not Michigan State. And then I give you a no, and then you say, oh, well, my real guess was. You can't do that. Jonas Brothers, did you hear they dropped a new one? Are you talking about this in your beat?
Well, we talked about it earlier this week, yes.
Okay, yeah, they did drop it. They dropped Cool.
Oh, very nice. Very cool.
Oh, Jenny.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Let this sink in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. Want to make me a pierogi while you're at it over there, Minnesota mom? We need a dose of Cool after that. So,
oh, no.
Here's a little sample of the Jonas Brothers and their new single. Hang your head.
I should.
This is so cool. Top to the bottom, just cool.
I dig it.
You think so?
Yes.
I don't know that I like it as much as Sucker. It's going to have to grow on me.
It's upbeat. It's got a great beat to it. You can tap the steering wheel as you're driving down the road.
Yeah, it's going to have to grow on me.
It's not maudlin. It's not bragging about, well, of course, they're talking about how cool they are.
So there's that.
Not nearly cool as Jenny Lewis.
Oh, no.
Frankie, work on that drop. All right, so I have a continued list of non-sports alumni from the Final Four basketball teams, and I'm going to quiz Jenny on whether or not she knows any of these. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's
okay,
go.
Here we go. Where did John Hinckley Jr. go? First off, why is John Hinckley Jr. famous?
Donuts. No.
Shot President Reagan.
Oh! Ooh, I probably should have known that. I want to say Virginia.
No. Texas Tech.
Man.
What about Jimmy Buffett? That should be easy.
Jimmy Buffett went to Virginia.
No.
Auburn?
Yeah. Laura Ingram.
She went to Michigan State.
No, she did not. Virginia.
What's happening? I'm unraveling.
Robert F. Kennedy.
Auburn.
Virginia Tech. Or Virginia, excuse me, Virginia. Now, Jackie Martling was the, for many years over at K-Rock, he was with Howard Stern.
Okay.
Jackie the Joke Man.
This one's Michigan State.
That it is.
Yes!
I never knew that until I got this list.
Oh, I did. Clearly.
Ben McKenzie.
That one is Auburn.
Nope. Virginia Tech. Sam Raimi.
Oh, I know him. Texas Tech.
Michigan State.
He left that part out.
I'll give you one last one.
Okay.
Okay, you can redeem yourself good about on it. This. Bubba Smith.
Oh, Bubba.
Yeah, Bubba Smith.
He went to Texas Tech.
Nope, Michigan State. Jenny, you are awarded no points.
You suck again!
What about... I'll give you another one.
Okay, please.
Tony Tennille.
Mr. Tennille.
What's that?
Mr. Tennille. Of Captain and Tennille,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, he went to Auburn.
Right there you are.
Thank you! Finally!
What about Tom Sizemore?
Tom Sizemore went to Texas Tech. Auburn. Virginia. Michigan State. There it is.
We got there eventually.
You'll get there.
All right, coming up for you, we are going to talk with, we're going to talk about four ways that you can be a nicer person.
I really hope that you heed some of these warnings. Thank you. You're welcome.
I asked Jenny what she thought about this this list earlier, and she said...
Very nice. Very cool. I'm having a rough day. Dude. I'm so glad you think this is so funny.
Hey, Jenny, it's Friday.
Hola.
Tell me more about it.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I have enough to curate my own Jenny Page now on my hot buttons, and I don't think I've ever been happier before in my life.
Good. I don't have to get you anything for your birthday now.
Oh, yeah, you do. Here's update brought to you by Columbia School District.
Learning today, leading tomorrow.
54. The high for the day today.
Yes. Holla! See, there you go. I can do it.
Mostly cloudy skies. Rain likely until about 8 this morning. Mostly cloudy tonight. Low 42. And partly sunny tomorrow. Oh, it's very... Oh, partly sunny with a high of 62.
Very nice. Very cool.
Jenny's...
I'm going to go rock back and forth in the corner. Thank you.
Honestly, I don't even know why we have you here. I can do a whole show with this button now.
We interrupt this program to bring you this.
What is this?
This is where the entertainment is.
This is
the K105.3 Hollywood Beat with Jenny Lewis.
What's happening in Hollywood, kids?
Veronica Mars fans needs to prepare themselves. Do you want me to start over? Can we push the button again?
You want to
please?
Start?
Thank you.
Okay, and ooh-wee!
Ooh-wee! Veronica Mars fans, prepare yourself. There it is. Kristen Bell.
Wait a minute, hold on.
Yeah, what?
Veronica Mars fans.
Yes.
Prepare yourself.
Yourself? Themselves. Yourself.
Prepare yourselves.
Grammar.
Do you want to start over?
No.
Okay.
Kristen Bell recently wrapped production on the miniseries Veronica Mars, and she said that it's really changed. She said that the world is darker. The whole world is just a lot different now that she's an adult. She said she still has her moral compass, her sass, her wit that really made the show what it was. It's coming to Hulu summer of 2019.
I never watched it.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, it was so good. I'm excited that it's coming back. James Cameron cast Vin Diesel in the upcoming sequels to Avatar. Did you see this?
I did.
But here's what I find interesting. Did you know that James Cameron cast Kate Winslet because she can hold her breath for so long underwater? She can hold her breath for 7 minutes underwater.
How does that come up?
I think it's a question.
If you're in a job interview and someone looks at you and says, that's wonderful, I see you have a lot of clerical experience here, you're a great people person, tremendous salesperson, how long can you hold your breath?
That's terrifying. James Cameron can apparently ask that question. We're not sure yet what kind of role Vin Diesel will have in the upcoming movies in Avatar, but the Avatar 2 is slated to release at December 18th of 2020.
It's all about family.
And Avatar 3 following in December of 2021. Chrissy Teigen and John Legend are hashtag couple goals for me, and here's why. They got matching tattoos. And this is the cutest thing ever. If you don't follow them on social media, you need to. She says, hey guys, please don't talk to us unless you have tattoos. We're a cool tattoo family now, and we only want to talk to other tattoo families. Sorry.
Very nice. Very cool. Very nice. Very cool.
Chrissy got a tattoo that said John, Luna, and Miles.
Very nice. Very cool.
John actually got a tattoo that said Chrissy, Luna, and Miles.
Aww.
They're so cute. I love them. Couple goals.
Very nice. Very cool.
That's today's beat.
Make a connection tonight at the Chase Sports Bar. It is your first Friday freebies with the Beiswinger Reisner Group from ERA Reardon Realty, and we're joined in studio by Cliff and Doug. Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Hey, good morning.
It's good to see you both. You're looking good. What are you guys doing, Pilates? Is that what it is?
No, the yoga.
No?
The hot yoga. That's what they do.
Oh, hot goat yoga.
Hot goat yoga. They're just neighing all over the place.
So it is the first Friday freebies tonight at the Chase Sports Bar. It goes on from 5 until 7. What exactly is that?
It's just a community event that a way for Doug and I to give back. Just kind of we feel blessed for what we do, and it's just a way for us to give back to the community. We do it the first Friday of every month. We pick a new location, a new place. Just so happens tonight being the first Friday of April, we're going to be at the Chase Sports Bar. We're going to give away your first drink up to $5 on us for the first 200 people through the door.
So we got to get there about 4:45.
Okay, I was going to say, well, now I know what I'm doing tonight.
Yeah, that's the plan. We'll get there about 4:45.
Okay.
Bring your ID.
Got it.
All right.
Done and done.
So Doug is also here with us now. The Beiswinger Reisner Group is at your realtors for ERA Reardon Realty. And right now is the time where a lot of people start thinking, you know what, first and foremost, there's never a bad time to list your home because there's always people out there looking for a house. But it seems to be spring is the hot time to get a home on the market.
Spring is the hot time to get on the market. The market is extremely busy. We listed homes this week that are already gone. Three in the last 7 days, they were gone within 48 hours. It goes back to the presence of your home on the market. If you hire an agent that's not doing it right, your home is going to sit. If you hire a pro, it's not going to sit. It's going to fly off the shelf.
Well, I see I go by a lot of homes on a daily basis, and I do see a sign in that front lawn that has been there for a long, long time. So if you currently have your home on the market and you want a fresh perspective on it, does it ever hurt to give a call to another realtor and just kind of talk about what might be different?
It doesn't hurt at all. We see that a lot. Your cousin, your wife's cousin, your third cousin, fourth cousin, your inbred cousin got into real estate at some point in their life. So you want to give them a chance. At the end of the day, you gave them a chance. You did the family obligation, the friend obligation, the church or the school obligation. And now it's time to switch to a pro.
All right. Well, how did they get a hold of you?
517-879-0079. Mm-hmm. It'll ring our whole group at the same time. Somebody will help you.
Oh, everybody at once?
Everybody at once.
It's like the bat phone.
It is.
Oh, hello.
Incredible. All right, we're going to come back with more, and we're going to play a game. We got a great prize coming up for you here this morning. Doug and Cliff have given us 4 tickets to the April 11th Tigers game as they take on the Indians. Includes a garage parking pass, in-seat food and drink service. It's Tiger Den access. We'll give that away coming up. I'll give you your cue to call in just a few minutes. Right now, Panic at the Disco. This is High Hopes. It's K105.3.
Good morning.
Panic at the Disco. That is High Hopes. This is your cue to call in right now. 7684 hints, 768-34 is followed by an 8. We're going to play a little over-under with Cliff Reisner and Doug Beiswinger from the Beiswinger-Reisner Group of ERA Reardon Realty. 7684 hits, 768-34 is followed by an 8 up for grabs. We've got 10 free coffees to Kelly Express Mart. Oh, and just this little minor prize
nugget
here. Four tickets, Tiger Den tickets for the Tigers taking on the Indians. Garage parking pass included, in-seat food and drink service available. 7684 hits, 768-34 is followed by an 8. Good morning, K105.3. Who's this?
Mickey.
Nikki or Mickey?
Mickey with an M.
Mickey. Pam.
Pan.
Pam.
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 I think I can help with this.
All right. The whole Pam.
No.
Pam.
Yeah.
Cut. No, that's what? Just what my caller ID comes through.
Mickey.
Mickey.
All right. So you're going by the alias of Mickey today then, Pan. All right. Got it. Got it. Running from the law. I should let you know Cliff's a retired. No, never mind. Cliff and Doug are here. They got their first Friday freebies going on tonight at the Chase Sports Bar from 5 to 7. First 200 people who come in get a drink for free. Now, here's the way this game works, Doug and Cliff. I'm going to ask you three questions. All the answers are numbers. And don't think you're ever going to get the right answer. All right? All the answers are numbers, and what Pan, or Mickey, has to do here is figure out whether or not the actual answer is over or under your answers. You guys ready? You can help each other out.
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. Question number one. When Neil Armstrong became the first man on the moon in 1969, think about that, 50 years ago. Ridiculous. How long did he spend on the moon's surface? How long did Neil Armstrong spend on the moon's surface? What do you think?
On the moon?
On the moon.
Like outside his capsule or?
Outside the capsule.
Outside the capsule.
Yes. Oh. How long? 5 seconds, guys.
3 hours.
3 hours, we lock it in. Question number two. What is the average gestation period of an African elephant in days? How long, basically, is a mama pregnant with an African elephant?
450.
We lock it in. And in what year did the Mauritanian 30-year war begin? In what year did that 30-year war begin? Give me a guess.
1625.
We lock it in. All right, Mickey Pan, here we go. We asked Doug and Cliff from the Beiswinger Reisner Group with their first Friday freebies tonight at the Chase Sports Bar. When Neil Armstrong became the first man to walk on the moon in 1969, how long did he spend on its surface?
Doug and Cliff said 3 hours.
The actual answer, over or under 3 hours?
I'll say under.
Yes, you'd be correct. But 2 hours and 32 minutes.
You guys were so close.
They traveled 3 days for 2 hours and 32 minutes.
That's it. We're turning around.
And the whole time Buzz is going, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Does it look like we're there, Buzz?
Shut up, Buzz.
It's like space takeout.
I got to go potty.
You got to hold it is what you got to do, Buzz.
Get another 3 days before the next rest area. You know, walking on the moon makes me have to pee. All right. Question number two. What is the average gestation period of an African elephant in days?
Doug and Cliff said 450 days.
Is the actual answer over or under 450 days?
I'll say over.
Yes. That's a long time. That's good enough for a win. This is the grumpiest mother ever.
That sounds terrible.
660 days of being pregnant.
I'm out.
I knew it was a long time.
Holy cow. And finally, in what year did the 30-year war begin?
Doug and Cliff said 1625.
Just for funsies, is the actual answer over or under 1625?
I'd say over.
It was. It was 1644, but you guys were very close.
Whoa.
Again.
Very close on all of those. So congratulations to you, Mickey. You have won a 4-pack of tickets to see the Tigers take on the Indians. That's Tiger's Den access. Plus, you get a parking pass. And there's food and drink service available. You can thank the guys at the Beiswinger Reisner Group at mirealestatepro.com. That's mirealestatepro, all one word, .com. And check them out at their first Friday freebies tonight at the Chase Sports Bar. First 200 people get their drink for free. All right. Hey, what station? Along with the Beiswinger Reisner Group from ERA. ERA Reardon Realty just made you a winner.
K105.
Woohoo! Weiswinger Reisner Group here with us live in studio. Their first Friday freebies coming up tonight at the Chase Sports Bar. Gentlemen, now is the time to get that house on the market. If you've even been thinking about it, if you've even, there's just been an inkling that you've thought, my gosh, I need to get it out there. The market right now is at, basically, it's plateaued a little bit. I mean, it had just been climbing. Now it's plateaued. We know what comes after a plateau, but we're riding this out as long as we can. If you want to get that house sold, what are you waiting for? Am I basically just...
That's spot on.
To the choir.
It's spot on. The market, I think, was at its peak last year. We plateaued a little bit this year. The five-year crystal ball says now's the time to get to your next home while rates are low as well.
Yep, and all the indicators are there that this market could turn around here probably within the next year to 2.5 years. You got gas prices approaching $3 a gallon. When that happens, things start to slow down. Interest rates start to change a little bit. So if you've even thought about it a little bit, call these guys. Give them a call right now, 879-0079, or go to mirealestatepro.com for Cliff and Doug. Guys, it's always great to see you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything else going on you want to make sure we let people know about?
Well, just to let you know, we just don't do residential. We also do commercial real estate.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it's something that's been going really strong the last 2 years for Doug and I, and we've done several new businesses or relocating new businesses to town, and just to mention a few, Casa Rodriguez, everybody's favorite.
We
sold that building, and we're in the process of relocating them to a different location here in Jackson. Another one that we did most recently, 2 Men in a Truck. Hope Network, Catholic Charities, a few years back, Ann Arbor State Bank. And then I've got one that I've been working on the last 24 months. It's taken a while. It's top secret still, but I need Jackson to pay attention to the corner of West Ave and Argyle, right next to the Arby's. There used to be an old gas station there.
Yeah.
I got something coming for everybody in Jackson. They're going to be very, very excited that it's here.
West.
I'll keep everybody posted. Top secret.
Okay.
All right. I got my
pay attention.
Crossed.
Pay attention.
I'm on it. Hey guys, great to see you. Found an article that I think at times I need to read, Jenny.
Well, I think you do need to read them. Not sometimes, not every once in a great while, but maybe, here's what I'm going to do. After we go over these, I'm going to print them out again and make them pretty, and then I'm going to put it in your office. Mm-hmm. And then I'm also going to put it up here. I'm going to just bring it with me wherever I go.
Here's the article. 4 ways to be a nicer person.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear it.
Number one. This is going to take a while for me to go through, so I'm going to do one a break.
Okay, all sure. Right.
Number one. Give everybody the benefit of the doubt.
No.
I can't do it.
No.
I can't do it.
Not only can you not do it, you won't do it.
Mm.
And there's a difference.
Instead of assuming all those around you are acting on their own selfish whims, just assume the best of them.
No.
I can't.
Nope.
I can't do it. I'm going to try.
Are you, though?
Give everybody the benefit of the doubt.
No, you won't.
So the guy that is in the 10 items or less line, I'm just going to assume then he's got 20 items. He can't count. I'm going to assume then, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and assume that his math teacher was an idiot as well.
Okay.
That's going to be my thing. He's never counted. Never counted. 10 items or less, all right? You've got 10 fingers, all right? You can count on your hands.
See, okay, but these are the things that you can think in your head, but you don't say out loud.
Why can't I say them out loud?
Unless you can give me a good phrase that you would use that's kind and not demeaning, then I don't want to hear it.
Okay, then, so do I have to then give the benefit of the doubt to the person that I held the door open for or that I let in a long traffic line, and I either A, don't get a thank you, or B, don't get if I let you in, you're obligated to give me a wave.
Yes, or at least a thank you.
So I have to give that person the benefit of the doubt that they didn't realize that the door was being held for them, or they didn't realize that I let them into traffic?
No, I don't like this one. Nope, I don't like this one.
You don't like this one, so we don't have to do it.
No, we do not have to do this one.
All right, so give the people a benefit of the doubt. Give everyone the benefit of the doubt. We're not.
We're going to throw that one away. We don't like that one.
Okay, I've got three more, though.
All right, well, hopefully they're good.
We will touch on these coming up. All right. Number two on this list. Doing things that will make you a better person.
Ways Scott can be kind.
Okay.
Okay.
I really want to be kind.
Do you? I
want to be a kind
do.
Person.
I want that for you.
I'm bad about this. I need to be better about this one. Mm-hmm. And I've thought about this a lot lately with individuals that frustrate me. Don't talk about people unnecessarily.
Like gossip, do you think?
Just plain and simple, stop talking about people behind their back.
Okay.
If I have something to say,
I should say it
to that person.
And you normally do. I think you're pretty good about this.
To a fault.
Hashtag true story. Thank you. Yeah, get that one.
Yeah, that one?
Yep.
So, yeah, I have actually been in a room where someone's talking about someone that's not there, and I've said, you know what, they're not there here to defend
sure.
themselves,
yep.
and I've gotten up and walked out.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also guilty about talking about people behind their back, and I need to stop doing that.
That's a good one. I like that one. Let's keep that one on the list.
All right, that's going to stay?
Yep, that one's going
to stay. But the whole give everyone the benefit of the doubt thing, we're not doing.
Nope, that's out of here.
Okay, because I can't give anyone the benefit of the doubt that takes 5 minutes to decide what they want at McDonald's.
Correct.
Okay.
People are... Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
If you say Myers, I am not giving you the benefit of the doubt. It's Meyer. Hey, we're going to Myers. Both of them?
Same day.
No, we're just going to one. You're going to Meyer then. Yeah, Myers. No, Meyer. I should be able to grab them by the ears and shake their entire head.
And you're the person
vigorously.
That will say that.
It's Meyer.
Right.
Singular.
Yep.
Okay. It's not Myers.
But that's what I like about, though. I like that about you, though. You've got a very honest to a fault kind of personality. Where, no, if I have a booger in my nose.
I'll tell you.
You're going to be like, Jen, you've got a booger in your nose.
Yeah. Well, why wouldn't I tell someone they have a booger in their nose?
You would. You should. You should.
I told a complete stranger.
That she had lipstick on her teeth. Yeah.
Yes.
I know. And she was very grateful. She didn't want to walk around the rest of the day with lipstick on her teeth.
No.
Yeah, you're very honest.
Tell people about it, for crying out loud. Mm-hmm. Good morning, K105.3. Who's this?
This is Erica. Now, to be fair, it used to be called Myers 50 Acres.
Yes.
So it isn't our fault. We still call it Myers.
No, Erica,
it was possessive for their store. It's Myers' store. We're going to Myers.
No, it is now just Myers. It's not a Thrifty Acres. There's not Thrifty Acres. I have been in there many times.
Their clothes are still MCA Pro, which is Myers Thrifty Acre Pro.
It's Myers, Erica. Singular.
Myers Thrifty Acres.
Oh, I can't do number one right now because I'm judging. I'm not giving you the benefit of the doubt, Erica. All right, I'm going to try to be nicer.
Great.
But so far, giving everyone the benefit of the doubt.
Nah, get that out of here.
I can't do that.
No.
We're going to shuffle that off to the side.
Nope.
Can't
when
be done.
People show you who they are, believe them. Thank you, Oprah.
Don't talk about people unnecessarily. Basically, plain and simple, don't talk about people behind their back. I can do that.
Yes, that's a good one.
Well, I need to work on that.
Okay, but that's a good one. We'll keep that one.
Okay. Number three on this list of four ways to be a nicer person. Don't expect anything in return. Okay, here's where I am. If I let you into traffic, I better get a wave.
Yes, that's a simple thank you.
And I'm not... It's a social obligation.
Mm-hmm.
I let you in. I wave you in. And I give you a little smile. Like, Go ahead. Yeah. No. You. There should be a wave.
But see, I took that as not just, in traffic. There should be, when you do things for someone, you don't necessarily expect anything in return.
And I think overall, I'm pretty good about that.
Mm-hmm.
I think overall, I'm pretty good. But if I hold the door open for you, I don't care if it's just a little nod or just thank you. Something
correct.
To that effect. You know, I just... I'm funny that way.
No.
Social graces.
Yes. I think there's such thing as, manners. You know, if someone does something for you, you say thank you.
So then do I have to, in order to be a kinder person, have to take my expectation that people are going to be polite and put it off to the side? Just assume they had a terrible mother and they weren't raised right. They probably chew with their mouth open.
But that goes back to the first one.
give people the benefit of the doubt?
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Oh, no. So do we have to let go of this one, too?
I don't know.
Oh, we're going to have to think about this one.
Don't expect things in return. So if they don't say thank you, I'm automatically assuming they chew with their mouth open.
Mm-hmm. They were raised in a barn.
They pee on the toilet seat.
Yep. And they certainly don't clean it up.
No, not even a little bit.
No. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm irritated.
Don't expect things in return. We do an addendum to that one.
Yeah.
With the exception of manners.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Coming up. The number four on this list of four ways to be a nicer person. So far, we've eliminated one and put an addendum to the other. Giving everyone the benefit of the doubt, it's gone. All right, we're wiping that away.
I like that we're changing these.
Well, yeah, they didn't talk about us. You know, they didn't talk to us when they made this list.
They should have.
Life Hacker should have given me a call.
Rude.
See? Life Hacker made this list. I'm tearing it apart. You know what? They're probably complaining right now, but to them, I'll say, see rule number three, don't expect things in return. K105.3, good morning. East Side, Benny Blanco, Halsey, number one on the charts.
I'm ready.
Number one. Okay, here we go. Number four on this list of four ways to be a nicer person. Just to review, number one, we said give everyone the benefit of the doubt. Can't do it. Don't talk about people unnecessarily. Need to work on that. Don't talk about people behind their back. Don't expect things in return, with the exception of manners.
Correct.
All right. Here's number four. Forgive people more often.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a hard, hard one.
Holding a grudge will keep you from moving on emotionally and in the relationship.
Oh. Do you think do you hold a grudge, do you think?
Yeah, I can think of like four or five grudges that I've held for way longer than is necessary. I'm going back to like high school, college.
Okay.
Even elementary.
Ooh.
I got a grudge.
Whoa. You got to get over that.
Yeah, it's not healthy. It's extra baggage to carry around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Someone took my tater tots in elementary, and I really wanted those tater tots.
Wow. Do you want me to go get you tater tots? I feel like you need to let that go.
I want that person to go get me tater tots.
Well, person, tater tot stealer, if you're listening, he clearly still has some beef with you.
You know who you are. No, it's not beef. It's hash browns.
All right. He's got some hash browns with
you. I got some hash browns for you, and they are extra crispy.
Okay. So you're going to need to go buy him some hash browns, tater tots.
I don't want them I want them cooked like they did in elementary school. Those elementary school hash browns, there was just something about them. I don't know if they sprinkled them with crack or what it was. But I really wanted those hash browns.
You got to get over that, man. Move on.
I want the hash browns. And it came from the Miller Elementary School kitchen, which is now closed.
Right. So how is that person ever
they'll never be closure.
Repay. You're going to have to move on.
You got a grudge that you're holding? That you held against someone?
Sure.
Can you give me a vague idea as to what it might be? I know you're editing it in your head right now.
I am editing in my head. I'm glad you can see that. Yeah, sure. There's lots of things. But, you know, most of the grudges, I think, are against me. Does that make sense?
You begrudge yourself?
Yeah, I do, kind of.
Be honest with me. One of them's the fact that you took 20 items into the 10 items or less lane. Admit it. I was behind you. You did it. You did it with forethought and malice.
I did. You are so right about that.
You know
I
what?
Did. And I'm an inconsiderate jerk.
And I forgive you.
Thank you.
So here we go. You have a friend, Rob, that is texting you regarding my biggest bugaboo, which it's a huge pet peeve.
It's a big one for you.
People who say Myers. It's not Myers.
Right.
It's Meyer, singular. If you say, hey, I just went to Myers. Both of them right now? Did you go to the one in Mason, too? Did you go to three of them? Would you go up to over there on Cedar Street, Mason? Is that where you're at now, too?
I don't know why this bugs you so much.
It irritates the heck out of me.
Yeah.
Because, all right, Rob said
so
what?
So Rob said, right. He's like, if I'm going over to Scott's house, I don't say I'm going over to Scott's house. I go over to Scott's house.
Yes, because it's possessive. You're coming over to my home.
Right. You
it's
have
possessive.
The home. Correct.
Now, you can say I'm going to McDonald's.
Why?
Because that's the name. It's called McDonald's.
Oh, right. There's an S on the McDonald's. Got it.
Okay. But you're not going to Burger King's.
That's true.
You can go to Wendy's.
Right, because Wendy's has the S. Got it. Yep.
But you're not going to Steak and Shakes.
Right, unless you go to more than one. Right. I get it. No, I get it.
You're not going to Route 21s. You're not going to the Gaps.
Or JCPenney's.
A lot of people say JCPenney.
I say pennies.
No, well, pennies, I can see, kind of, but not really because it's not correct. You go by the sign.
But not really because it's wrong.
It is wrong. It's wrong.
I just love that this bugs
you
so much.
Where'd you get that Slurpee? 7-Elevens? Which one? All of them. I just went into all of them. I went in, I started filling one up.
A little bit at a time, each location. Location.
Jan Ganzel.
Uh-huh. Hey, Jan.
He says, Meyer, all caps, amen, preach on, hallelujah.
Oh, is he yelling?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Rob, I need your help. Where are you? Thank you. I do have to say, if my kids say Myers, I do correct them.
Coming up for you, you want to sign? News update now brought to you by Highlands Assisted Living. Doesn't sound right. It's like, oh, we're going to the Highlands. Come on now, grab your bagpipes. We're going to have a good time.
We're on the Highlands.
Good morning, K105.3.
Hey, is this Scott?
Yes, it is. Hi, who's this?
Scott, this is Rob.
Oh. We
gotta talk.
Okay, Rob. So, let's talk. I'm ready. I'm listening.
I'm just wondering, when you go to Sam's, do you say that you're going to Sam's?
Yes, because it's Sam's Club. It's possessive. Oh, okay. It's Sam's.
What about Blaine's?
That's in the name. That's their name. It's Blaine's Possessive Farm Market.
I'm just saying, if I was going to your house.
Yes, you would say you were going to Scott's house because, once again, it's possessive.
So, I say Myers. It's not right, but it's still verifying and saying
it's horribly wrong.
It's Myers.
Rob, it's you're going to have a lot to answer to.
I answer to a lot every day.
All right.
Yeah, add that to the list.
I'm going to Taco Bell's. You're going to Taco Bell's what?
Yes.
It's singular.
Taco Bell.
You're not going to Taco's Bell, no, because that would mean that there's a taco somewhere that has its own bell.
What about Lucero's?
That's the name. Lucero's Mexican Grill. Meyer, you drive by.
This could be right, both.
Rob, you drive by a Meyer store right now. You look at that sign. If you see an S, then you can call it Meyer's all you want.
This is what I do all day is sign, so I can do this.
All right.
I can just add an S to it.
You know what? You do it, then I'll accept it.
We love you, Rob.
I'll call corporate and see if I can handle it.
Oh, good luck, because Meyer's one of the ones that will tell you it's Meyer. And they say it.
I don't know why. I think I started as a kid and it just stuck. And I know it's wrong, but I still use it. So.
Can't do it. Oh, my God. It's right on the building. It's on the
building. You got to agree to disagree.
No. It's on the sign. Rob, have a good one, man.
Love ya.
Mentalfloss.com, one of my favorite places to go. They have a list here with Easter. It'll be 2 weeks away on Sunday. It's the 21st.
Wow, that came up really fast.
Yeah. Well, it does.
Oh, so much to do.
What do you got
to
do?
Well, I got to get outfits.
For what?
For Easter.
Why do you need Easter outfits?
Because we match as a family. That's right. We do.
Oh, Jenny.
We have a
this
family
color.
This
is going to come up later in counseling.
Oh, is that what? That's what's wrong with me, isn't it? That's it? Oh,
well,
no.
When you put...
No, we match colors. Yes, we do. Every year for Christmas and Easter, we pick a color. And as a family, we wear that color.
Okay. When you see a couple jogging down in Cascades, and they're wearing matching jumpsuits.
No, this is different.
No, it's not.
It is different.
No, it's not.
This is a holiday.
It doesn't matter if it's a holiday.
It does, too. It does, too. You go in, you go to church, and you're in your Sunday best, and the kids all match, and you look like one big happy family. That's
but are
what
you?
We do.
I mean, do the outfits make it?
It doesn't matter as long as you're matching.
I've seen couples that match that have really been in a lot of heated arguments. Most likely it's over the fact that they're wearing outfits that match.
It is a tradition that my family does. Don't knock it. We get a lot of compliments on it.
Mm-hmm.
We do.
You get a lot of requests from the girls saying, hey, when are we going to get our matching outfits?
Actually, yes. Not matching outfits necessarily. They're older now. They don't want to match dresses.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But we do colors.
Exactly. They do not. They don't want to match.
Hey, here's the thing. I'm the parent. You don't get an opinion.
And what they wear?
Not on Easter. Not on Christmas. They get an opinion about what they wear, but like we pick the color together.
Come out, the dressing room, what do you say?
Very nice. Very cool. No, that's why we don't go shopping together. Very nice. Very cool. Oh, one quick swell.
That's what you're going to wear. That you're wearing what you're wearing.
Sorry, dude.
Boy, your outfits look incredible.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, the kids are thinking,
no! They're all going to laugh at you!
But at least you match.
That's right.
Jenny, that's going to do it for you. Go take a powder for a bit.
Yep, I got to go.
Stay out of trouble, and if you can't do that,
don't get caught.